Sam, you mentioned inflation, and that's a conversation that I have as an advisor with clients every day. Where do you see inflation heading? Are we going to have this, you know, hyperinflation that everyone seems to be so concerned about, or do you think inflation will be, you know, closer to its long-term trends?
I think that we're not going to be seeing hyperinflation that people are talking about. What they're doing is they're comparing the U.S. to Germany back in the 1920s, where people had to carry money in a wheelbarrow because inflation was so bad. And what they're doing is they're saying, well, gee, with so much liquidity sloshing around here in the U.S., that's going to lead to hyperinflation. Well, I then put it into a different perspective. If Hostess doubled the output of Twinkies, but nobody ate them, would we still gain weight? So basically what I'm saying, Ryan, is that we need to have the velocity of money start to increase. What I mean by that is the speed with which the money goes from my hands to a retailer's hands, that goes to buy the inventory from a manufacturer, that then goes to the person supplying raw materials. So we need to have the turnover of money start to pick up. That's what's called the velocity of money. And when the velocity starts spinning, well, things heat up like tires. If they spin and you're not really going anywhere, then the tires heat up, and that's what inflation would do. We're not seeing that yet. There's a chart on the St. Louis Federal Reserve website that will monitor this velocity, so you can look at it now and see that it continues to exhibit the glide path of a crowbar. So our expectation is that CPI, the Consumer Price Index, will probably remain below 2% year over year for this year and next year as well.
Sam, what about taxes? You know, when you retire, it seems that most of your money is inside of an IRA or a 401k type vehicle. Every dollar that comes out is taxable. You're in a situation where you have very few or no tax deductions. With the national debt and Social Security issues and Medicare and Medicaid issues and entitlement issues, where do you see taxes going?
Taxes are a very important aspect. We've had the changeover in the consumer tax base right after the most recent elections. So we had an increase in the dividend rate. We had an increase in ordinary income taxes, et cetera. But that's been put behind us. What I think is still a problem is that we really don't have a resolution to the corporate tax situation. We're not going to get it this year. We're probably not going to get it next year because it is an election year. So I think one reason why there is more than $1 trillion of cash on the books of companies in the S&P 500 versus only about $200 million at the beginning of this millennium is that corporations are saying, you know what, I really don't want to be investing in plant and equipment if I really don't know what my tax consequences are likely to be going forward. If I build a plant, I'm going to need 20 years to write this down. I'd like to know if my tax consequence is going to change. So taxes are very, very important for the consumer, for businesses, and I really think that we're going to need to get additional clarity and additional leadership out of Washington before people start to feel better about it.
All right, Sam, final question. You know, 2016 is an election year. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, what I find is that a lot of people love to ask me, which party or the market does better under which party? So I went back to 1901, so all of last century and so forth through this century, and basically found that even though people say, you know, the Republicans are the conservative people, the market's gone up more, up an average of 9% whenever Democrats have been in office, versus only 5.3% whenever Republicans have been in office. Now, I'm not taking a stand one way or the other in terms of political party, but some people accuse the Democrats of being a tax and spend party, and the reason why the market does poorly when the Republicans step in is because of all of the spending that the Democrats did. The Democrats then say, oh, yeah, well, then why is it that in the first 2 years of a Republican administration since Warren G. Harding has experienced a recession? So, you know, the Democrats have their points, Republicans have their points. When I simply look at the data, I find that the market has done better under Democrats. What's going to happen next year? I think a good indicator is take a look at the stock market from the end of July until the end of October, and that will give you an idea of who will be elected president. If the market goes up, then 86% of the time since World War II, the incumbent or the incumbent party has been reelected. If the market goes down in that three-month period, by a similar amount, almost 90% of the time, the incumbent or the incumbent party has been replaced. So take a look at what the market does as a whole. Look at the issues being discussed by both parties, and then look at sector performances leading up to the elections. Another reason why I thought that the president would be reelected is because higher yielding stocks went down leading it up to the election. And remember that President Obama said he was going to raise the taxes on investments. Also, healthcare stocks went up. And the candidate Romney wanted to get rid of the Obama tax plan. That would have thrown uncertainty into the stock market and into healthcare stocks. So with healthcare stocks up and dividend stocks down, combined with the market itself doing very well, those three factors indicated to me that the president was going to be reelected. And that's why I wrote my article called Prepare for Reelection. So maybe it'll work next year as well.
Sam, I tell you what, there's no crystal ball for this stuff, but you're certainly the closest thing to it.
Well, thank you. I'm honored. Thank you, Ryan.
I really appreciate you coming on the show today, and I wish you a great weekend. And thank you so much for giving us the time today, Sam.
My pleasure. Look forward to talking to you again soon.